Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, questions? Yes, we'll take one from here, one from there. Yes, brother.
Sheikh, it's related to the first hadith of intention. I just wanted to clarify with you, what is the ruling on combining intentions in ibadah? Because we have heard many of the scholars say that fard and mustahab cannot be combined. So I just wanted to know the general principle of combining intentions in ibadah.
Well, the general principle is that if a particular ibadah is supposed to be done in a certain fashion, and another ibadah that shares the exact motion and the exact movement and the exact name can be performed, both can be performed as one and you get both rewards. For example, if I go to the masjid after the adhan of Fajr, I know that I cannot sit until I pray two rak'ahs for greeting the masjid, tahiyyat al-masjid. And I know that part of the sunnah is to pray two rak'ahs, sunnat al-fajr, the voluntary two rak'ahs of Fajr. So do I pray two plus two? The scholars say no, pray one. With the intention of sunnat al-fajr, the tahiyyat al-masjid is gone. How about if I have something to pray for Allah, for example, istikhara? So can I pray two rak'ahs, intending that this is for Fajr, and this is for tahiyyat al-masjid, and also this is for istikhara? There's no reason not to. The Prophet said, whenever one of you wants to do something, he should pray two rak'ahs, other than the faridah. I'm not praying faridah, I'm praying nafl. So this means that I can do this as well. Likewise, in tawaf al-ifadah, which is a pillar of Hajj. They call it Tawaf al-Ifada, Tawaf al-Ziyara, Tawaf al-Hajj. It's all the same thing. It's supposed to be on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, on the day of Eid. But you can have the option of doing it on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So if someone does not do it on the 10th, and before he moves out from the holy shrine, leaving, khalas, he finished everything on the 12th or on the 13th, he offers Tawaf al-Ifada and immediately leaves. Do we say, go back and do your Tawaf al-Wada', farewell Tawaf? No, the Tawaf al-Wada' has been joined with Tawaf al-Ifada because they have the same characteristics, etc. And that is why Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on his soul, said that the day of Arafah, if you fast it, how many years Allah forgives? 2 years. It's voluntary. He said that if you have days missed in Ramadan and you fast the day missed in Ramadan on Arafah, you get both rewards. 1 day of Ramadan has been fasted and the 2 years of forgiveness also have been attained, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. My question is regarding wudu. Regarding there are some paint pot on your hand or something. Since I belong to construction industry in India, I have seen that most of the construction projects are in remote places. Indian working pattern, they do not sanction times for salah. And Indian working laborers, they are not offered clothes as per international labor laws for providing them mask, body cover, all. There are thousands of laborers who work for painting the big sheds and all, and they have a lot of sprays of paint on them. And the schedule is very tight, and the laborers are also very poorly paid. So how can they match, like removing each and every stain, and it will cost them the job and all, everything?
This, akhi, this is an issue of belief. A worker, no matter how low his salary is, and no matter how difficult conditions are, and no matter how rigid the rules and regulations regarding taking a break, he has to set up his priorities. As a Muslim, what is your priority? To pray. As a Muslim, what is your priority? To obey Allah. If something else is telling you not to pray, or not to obey Allah, or not to do what Allah commands you to do, who do you follow? This answer would give you an indication what will happen to this individual on the Day of Judgment. We have to set the record straight by us Muslims being the top of our fields, our profession, whether we're laborers, whether we're professionals, doctors, engineers. By being the top, we can ask for favors. But if we're lazy, if we're not doing our job on time or in the best of quality, then when we ask people to give us 5 minutes break to pray, they will not give us. Well, tough luck, you have to stop and pray. And you have to clean yourself, because this is the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you give in, if you surrender, if you're weak, if you compromise your religion, this will happen in fasting. You're not allowed to fast. Oh, I have to work, I will skip fasting. This will happen with your hijab. If you're a sister, take off the hijab. This would happen with your modesty. You have to compromise. Your boss likes you, if you're a woman, or if your boss is a woman. And you have to do this, you have to do that. When do you draw the line? When do you say that, no, I can't, this is my religion? You have to know where things have to be done. And inshallah, whenever there's a will, there's a way. Whenever you have full trust in Allah and you depend on Him, Allah will make a way out for you, as Allah says in the Quran, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. Not only that, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And He will grant him provisions from sources he was not anticipating. This is in the Quran. Now, says, yes, but I get my check from my manager. You get your check from Allah. Depend on Him, and He will give you all what you need, and Allah knows best. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Salaam.
You just mentioned about fasting, a missed fast in Ramadan on the day of Arafah, and getting the benefit of both. It's kind of a question related to this, that if I entered the masjid when the ikama has been given for the Fajr prayer and it is fard, so can I have the intention of praying the greeting of the masjid along with the Fajr? Or, you know, if it's a fard act which I'm doing, I can't combine it with anything else.
True. With fard, you cannot combine anything else. Therefore, if you go to Fajr prayer and the ikama is given, can I pray? I've seen a lot of the brothers here in masjids. When the imam is reading in the first rak'ah of Fajr, they don't join. They go and pray two rak'ah sunnah of Fajr. Their prayer is invalid and they're sinful. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever the prayer has been called for, there is no prayer except the faridah, the one that is being prayed. After you finish Fajr, pray your two rak'ahs of sunnah. But to join intentions with the faridah, no. Fajr is Fajr. You cannot combine to it any other prayer. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. While watching news channel or any channel which is going wrong.
Okay.
Say, for example, if we are watching news channel, the news anchor will, chances are there ki anchor is lady.
Okay.
So,
okay, I get your question. The brother is asking, by looking to the opposite sex, does this nullify my wudu? And this is one of the beauties of fiqh. Is once you master something, you don't need someone to tell you. While we will take, inshallah, we will learn that the things that nullify wudu are the five that I've mentioned to you. Passing wind, urinating, defecating, or anything that comes out of your private parts, sleeping and eating camel's meat. So, if someone says, okay, Sheikh, what's the ruling on smoking? Does it nullify my wudu? Talk to the hand. Meaning, these are the five. Is smoking there? No. Talk to the hand. Then it doesn't, that does not mean smoking is halal. Okay, alhamdulillah, if it doesn't nullify wudu, give me a cigarette. No, it's haram, but it does not affect your wudu. One says, okay, Sheikh, I performed wudu, but I wasn't wearing any clothes. I was in the bathroom alone, I was nude, I performed wudu. Does this not nullify my wudu? No. One says, what about touching women? Does this nullify wudu? This is something of dispute among scholars. We will come to that. And the most authentic opinion is not. Okay, what about touching my private parts? Again, this is something that is an issue of dispute among scholars. We will come to that. So, by knowing these things, anything else that comes in, you can easily answer yourself. And to answer your question, yes, looking and watching or seeing something of the opposite sex is not permissible, unless under the guidelines and exceptions that we have in our religion. But watching a film or watching a TV series, and this is not permissible. However, it does not affect your wudu. Unless you see something so exciting that something comes out of your body, you discharge something, this in case falls under the five categories, and then you have to offer wudu. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, bi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.